Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for Elon Daily on The Daily. A couple of months ago, Tesla added dash cam functionality to all S's and X's and 3's built after early 2017, which basically allows you to use one of the front-facing cameras as a dash cam. You plug in a USB stick and you put in the sort of the right root menu, and then it'll pop up on your screen, so then it continuously takes video while you're driving. And then if there's an incident, you can hit the little button and it will save the last 10 minutes. And then it'll go back about its work, and then you can go home and say, here's the guy that crashed, and you might be able to use it for insurance or other purposes. So that was really a great upgrade to those of you that have new enough cars that can do that. Well, now they're going further, and they're going to add this thing called Sentry Mode. Is that how you pronounce it? Sentry? Sentry, you know, the guy or the girl that stands at the gate with the big stick to bash people on the head so that they don't come and steal your kings and queens stuff. So the Sentry Mode, the idea here is that you'll be able to turn this on and all of the cameras in a 360 sort of dash cam surveillance view, you're going to be able to hit the button when you leave the car, or maybe it's going to come to the app. We don't know the details of this yet. So that you can have 360 video of the car even when you're not driving. I also wonder if they'll add this to when you are driving, so that if you get crashed into from behind or the side, you'll have that functionality as well. And there's a pretty good reason that Tesla wants to do this. Obviously, it's a good security reason in general. Cars get broken into, cars get hit when they're in the parking lot. But there's been a very specific thing occurring with Model 3s. Have you heard about this? So there's a, in the back of the car, in one of the back windows, there's a little triangular little window there, which is common in a lot of cars. But for some reason, Tesla Model 3's been broken into a lot. So people come along and they smash that little window and then they put their hand in and pop open the trunk or pop down the seat so they can see into the trunk. And then if they see you've got something worth going further in your trunk, then they smash the whole window and get into the car and take your stuff. Most of these have been occurring actually in Northern California around San Francisco, but now we've been getting reports of them here in Los Angeles as well. So I've actually had a few friends had this happen. So this is one of the reasons that you'd be able to use, or one of the reasons to have this kind of mode, is that now if people know, hang on a second, this car has got cameras all around it, I've got to be very careful, maybe I won't break into this car, I'll break into the BMW next to it. It will be interesting to see if this reduces the number of break-ins, and the way you can usually follow that is by looking at insurance company data, and if they say, you know, you want to get insurance on this car, what kind of preventative methods for not getting broken into do you have? If they start listing this, then you'll know, oh, it probably works because they're going to give me a break because it probably reduces the number of people stealing your car. And that actually could roll out as early as next week, as early as about February 11th here in North America. I'm not sure about rollout for the rest of the world. So that's cool. It'll be interesting to see how they implement that, whether this will only occur when you're parked, whether it will link into the app, how long will it record, what will trigger it keeping the recording. So let's say you've got all 8 cameras on. That's a lot of bandwidth, and you're putting it onto a USB drive. What triggers it saving it? Because it's got to write over itself, or it'll be a massive amount of data 24 hours over 24 hours. So what triggers it keeping the data? So there's got to be something that happens, like I break into the car, I break a window, the Tesla senses that, and then it keeps that video. So when I get up in the morning, I go, oh my gosh, somebody broke into my car. But I know that this thing has been running all night, and it will have saved that event. It'll be interesting to see that kind of implementation. And then it'll be interesting to see if they'll add this functionality, this 360 dash cam functionality while you're driving. I actually suspect not, because I think that would take up a lot of processing power, a lot of bandwidth in the car, and they still don't have enough bandwidth and processing power to do good autonomous driving. So I don't think you'll see this until you get the new Tesla sort of branded CPU silicon in the car, but I may be wrong. Also, what is expected at the same time is what people are calling dog mode, which is a feature that will allow your animals, if you leave them in the car, to be safe. Now, right now, what you can do in a Tesla is you can leave on the air conditioning. You can even set it so that there's this sort of mode where if you leave the dog in the car, or for goodness sake, your kid in the car, that it won't get too hot. So there's some modes for that already. But this seems to be additional features to that. So in addition to sort of this cabin overheat protection, there'll be other stuff. And I'm not clear, reading the different blogs and websites, exactly what this is. There's been a lot of suggestions. One of them is that maybe remotely you'll be able to talk to your dog via the app. Like, I'll be there in a minute, buddy. Or you might be able to put a sign up on that big screen in your car for passers-by that might be concerned about your animal to say, it's in dog protection mode, I'm gone, I'll be back soon, the dog is cooled and everything is fine. Something like that, so that a passerby who might be really concerned, who might want to smash a window to save your dog, won't do that. So we're not exactly sure what the technologies are, but I think there's a really cool thing. And it's the kind of stuff that you're able to do when you have an electric car with a giant battery. You can run this kind of stuff without polluting the atmosphere by having the car run, which would tick off a lot of people, I think, quite appropriately. So two big upgrades coming as early as next week. And you've got to know about these software over-the-air updates is that often that they'll take weeks to roll out. So some people get it early and other people will get it much later than that. And my experience of this is that there's not a clear way this gets rolled out. Part of it is you don't want to send out to hundreds of thousands of people all of the data at the same time. That sort of screws up your network a little bit. So it's better to pass it out, you know, a few people over here, a few people over here. But I'm not sure exactly how they decide who gets it first. I don't really care as long as I get it first, but I never do. There's another really interesting article here from Teslarati written by Dasha Ferris. And this is about Amazon giving some more cash to another self-driving car startup. So this startup, which was led by an ex-Tesla and ex-Google executives, it's called Aurora Innovation, just landed another $530 million in funding. And the big notable contributor to that was Amazon. So this is a big deal, right? This is sort of the hot thing. This is the new big thing. This could really change the way cities and really the way we live occurs when we get to full self-autonomy in our cars, in our trucks, in our everything. In California alone, there are 60 companies that have permits from the Department of Motor Vehicles to do sort of testing of autonomous vehicles. Now, people like Tesla are obviously doing them themselves. Sounds like Apple is doing it themselves. They've got big teams of engineers working on this stuff. And Amazon looks like it's going to try this another way, which is sprinkle a little cash around to smaller companies in the hope that they can find the one that sort of wins. Now, will there be one winner? I think that there'll be multiple winners of this, but you're certainly, if you're in the delivery industry, like Amazon, or if you're in the driving industry, like Tesla, you're going to want to have a significant toe in this, either by owning another part of a company or by having your own tech. So it seems like Amazon is doing it by sprinkling a little of its extra cash around into various startups, hoping that it won't be left behind. And of course, to Amazon, this could be huge. The biggest cost of delivering stuff is not the van, and it's not the gas, and it's not even the electricity if you make an electric vehicle. It's the person driving the car. The bag of meat in the front, and I know that sounds harsh, but the person in the front is really where so much of the cost is for Lyft and for Uber and for Amazon. And so these companies, whether we like it or not, are trying to get rid of that person so that they can save a ton of cash. So that's an interesting update. Look, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's actually my first official Elon Daily. The other one was just an intro. So expect these to come out Monday through Friday. We'll just do it like this, short, simple, whatever sort of new and interesting in the Tesla universe. And every now and then, if I'm feeling lucky punk, I might even do one on Saturday and Sunday. But I'm going to commit to Monday to Friday for now, just to get this out of my system. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Mel Herbert. The show is Elon Daily. We have a much bigger show that we do with three idiots called Talking Tesla. Go check that out on iTunes as well. It's a much longer show. We really go into a lot of these stories in depth. We have a lot of fun. We fight. It's good times. We hope to see you there as well. Herbert out for now.